7 years ago, just after Katrina, Malcolm Bowman, professor of oceanography at SUNY Stony Brook, published his first New York Times op-ed piece on climate change. He dared to ask, when would New York be next? And when Superstorm Sandy hit...
It was like checking off the boxes. Oh, there goes the Hoboken train station. There goes the Perth train system under the Hudson River. There goes the South Ferry subway station, the brand new station. There goes the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. There goes the FDR Drive. There go the subway tunnels under the East River going to Brooklyn and Queens. It was just sort of like a textbook classic sequence of events. Not that I was taking any pleasure out of it, but it was just horrifying to see that unfold exactly as we predicted.
Between warming ocean temperatures and sea level rise, Bowman predicts more extreme storms are in our future.
It's particularly serious on the East Coast because it's going up much more than the global average. Global average is a few inches every 100 years at the moment, but East Coast, especially New York area, seas coming up over a foot a century. Doesn't sound like much, but that will mean that all surges in the future will ride on this ever-increasing baseline.
So how do we prepare? Bowman likes the idea of a fixed barrier in the ocean, a large dam, gate, or lock that would manage sea level rise, much like the Thames River barrier outside London.
Let's call it an attractive raised interstate highway between Sandy Hook and Far Rockaway. It could form a bypass from northern New Jersey to Kennedy Airport.
Environmentalists like Bill Lotto at EnergyHotWire.com prefer giant berms.
And put in trees and grass and have this come up about 10 feet. We could also incorporate interlocking steel walls within the berm that could be raised manually or with a motor to put another 10-foot height to it. And this is the point where you want to stop the water.
Another option, planned retreat, where communities gradually remove homes and buildings away from vulnerable areas. Parts of California, Europe, and Australia have resorted to planned retreat, which means telling people they can't rebuild after a storm, or once they die, their home will be demolished.
Well, what about somebody who's owned that since 1985? What do you think about that?
And telling him he can't rebuild?
Yeah.
Is that your house?
That's my house.
Daryl Todd is a prime example of why planned retreat is an unpopular and politically difficult concept to support. He lives in Beach Haven, where Sandy left homes nearby teetering on storm-ravaged dunes. And he says what's particularly disturbing is beach replenishment, which saved so many areas of the Jersey Shore, could have been completed on Long Beach Island before the storm hit.
The problem with beach replenishment is that some of the oceanfront owners have been selfish, and they haven't looked at the protection that's provided for the entire community and the economy of the entire community. And they refused to sign easements for a dollar to get the beach replenishment. And because some towns didn't get beach replenishment, the whole towns have suffered.
When Todd couldn't get his fellow beachfront neighbors to sign easements, he researched geotubes, tubes made of fabric filled with sand, each about 6 feet high. And with the help of state and local funding, 500 feet of geotubes were placed under the sand just 2 years ago.
And those geotubes, even though we have all this damage here, actually protected this block.
Whether the answer is a fixed barrier in the ocean, huge berms, or geotubes, oceanographer Malcolm Bowman says communities have to work together to find solutions, and unpopular decisions have to be made.
The fiscal realities are in everybody's faces, and, you know, who's going to have the political courage to make decisions that are very far-reaching in time?
Proof of the difficulty of such decisions is in Harvey Cedars, where beachfront homeowners sued the city, claiming a dune as the result of beach replenishment blocked their ocean view and devalued their property. They won a $375,000 judgment. The town is appealing. And even though the dune saved their home during Sandy, their lawyer says they should be justly compensated for their property. Beachfront homeowner Daryl Todd says the consequences are far-reaching.
So Harvey Cedars said, why should we go forward and protect some oceanfront owners when those oceanfront owners aren't willing to really think about the broad public interest?
New York and New Jersey are asking for just over $70 billion combined in disaster aid, money Bill Lotto at EnergyHotWire.com says should have been spent before the storm.
An independent company has to come in and actually look at the numbers and start comparing how much this is costing to repair compared to what it would have cost to literally prepare ourselves.
Something to think about before the next storm comes along. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Alice Stockton-Rossini on Long Beach Island.